Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. For Aaron Rodgers, well, it's going to be misery for the next few weeks, and I wouldn't be surprised if you hear more and more discontent with him in Green Bay. And for Tom Brady, it is off to his 10th Super Bowl. And you're right, though, the way it's being portrayed. Did you guys notice that yesterday people were bitching on social media because apparently Tom Brady was not wearing a mask?
Oh, yeah.
Along the sideline?
You know what else is? You know what else is? You know
no
what
respect
else is,
for his teammates.
What else is like really driving me insane? And I don't even know if you guys have seen it because I usually don't get involved in the whole tweeting political opinions, but this whole like Brady compared to Kaepernick is starting to, it's trending in the United States. I'll read this to you. I know we weren't going to do this. I'm going to read it and then we'll move on. It says, as Tom Brady makes his way to another Super Bowl, some football fans are pointing out that the quarterback's politics, i.e. his friendship with Donald Trump, haven't derailed his career in the way that Colin Kaepernick's peaceful protest of police violence did, arguably leading to his exit from the NFL. I'm sorry to go there, but these are the types of things that you're going to see now. Center stage, he wasn't wearing a mask. Now, let's compare him to Colin Kaepernick.
Here's where they're wrong, and I'm reading another one. Samantha Polino, who is that, Tyler? Do we know who Samantha Polino is?
Blue check mark, former Broadway dancer, I guess.
Oh my okay, Lord. Whatever. As we approach another Tom Brady Super Bowl, let's remember one of the greatest quarterbacks of our generation, Colin Kaepernick, had his career derailed for kneeling during the national anthem. Hashtag hypocrisy. Ahmad Ali. Funny how people can separate Tom Brady's politics from his game, but struggle to do the same when it comes to Kaepernick. I think we already have proven that Brady's not a registered Republican. He's registered unrolled, which means that you're an independent, right?
Yeah, but according to this girl, because you endorse Republicans and believe in their policies, like if you have a conservative belief, what are you, a terrorist?
Tom Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
do people remember, by the way,
you may not even like Trump.
Yeah,
you might be a conservative.
Brady was not invited to the Trump wedding. Do people remember that Bill and Hillary Clinton were? And they were there?
Samantha's now made her account on Twitter protected after she got a lot of feedback on this.
Leave Tom Brady alone.
The one thing I think we will say is
let me guess, she had death threats, and now she's a victim.
Lunatics. We're all lunatics.
Patriots fans.
Get off Twitter if you can't deal with it. Mm-hmm. That's good for you. Get out.
After the hat in the locker, Brady has pretty much stayed clear of talking about any politics. Is that fair to say? Have we seen anything where Tom Brady has endorsed any side? Matter of fact, if anything, he has done a lot more with climate change. So I think he would probably has endorsed far more of the politics that Samantha Polino would be leaning
towards. Oh, my God.
The fact
that we're actually mentioning Samantha Polino's name, please give me a break.
But you're right. It's going to be two more weeks of it, you know. Yeah, it's good. We should play a game. Like, where's everybody going to go with it? Maybe it'll be Trump into politics. Maybe that's where they'll go with it with Brady. Or is he going to be treated like Garoppolo? Kind of like he's not really carrying them to the Super Bowl. His defense is.
Yeah.
He's had nothing to do with this.
Like, no, that won't be it.
What's it going to be?
Because
last week it was
that.
The GOAT, you know, in the boat. Like, he's no longer the greatest of all time. I mean, he's the greatest of all
time. So we're looking for a negative storyline?
Yeah, there's got to be.
Topics or
2 weeks
positive.
Come up with some negative storyline.
Well, it's going to be old versus new, baby GOAT, you know.
Yeah, but that's like a good story.
Two bulls sitting on a hill. One bull. No, you don't like that story? I love that story.
No, I think politics
two bulls
may
sitting
come
on
up.
A hill. Should I continue?
Yeah, I think politics may come up.
No.
Four.
Oh, wait, part of the week story time.
No, no, the policies are up.
But it's going to get grabs. Real. It's not going to just come from some people like Samantha Polino. Nobody knows.
Can you imagine if you had
this other guy.
Like an official, what do they call it? Radio Row and Media Night. Can you imagine if you actually had, that would be insane. They would be attacking him left and right. Challenging him with these stupid questions. This is the best Super Bowl Tom Brady's ever going to go at. There's no fans down there. They're at home, and there's no media presence.
Yeah.
Like, zero.
Yeah. No, he's going to be able to hide, and anything that you're out doing, you're going to have a lot more control over. I agree. I think this is going to be a lot easier for him. Tim is in Hanover. Next up here on EEI. Tim?
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Hey, Tim, go ahead. We're on the air here, buddy.
You're up.
Hey, sorry about that. Your topics have been insanely great. What you guys put across, I was dizzy because I was going to say something about Brady and Belichick, but I just want to chime in on two quick items. I think they're better off, like you guys are hitting on, as far as getting Justin Fields. His stock drop, they can maybe get him at that 15 or whatever, because the other guys, Lawrence and all the others, are going to go. Alabama boy and the rest of them. But I think he would be the way to go instead of trying to get anybody else in there. And then they're 2 to 3 years away from doing what they got to do. I don't care. The talent is not there on the team.
The Patriots?
It's all dissipated.
Well, 3 years, that's a long time in the NFL.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you, at least 2 years. Okay, I'll agree. Maybe 2 years. But here's the deal.
Well, look at
Brady did
hold
the
on,
deal
Tim.
With Belichick,
Hold on. Look at Brady did. He had 9 months. I mean, he turned that team around.
He's a quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, they need a quarterback.
It's not that easy. We'll just go find a quarterback.
Stafford can do it. Rodgers could do it.
Yeah, you're going to be disappointed, Lou. I think Bill Belichick is going to be a lot more impatient than you think, and I don't believe he gets a Justin Fields. Justin Fields not going to play for the first year or two. He's not going to do that. They're going to get an established quarterback. They might draft a young kid, probably not in the first round, which will piss a lot of people off, and he'll be the project. But I think they're going to get somebody because you've got $60 to $80 million to deal with in this offseason, and you've got a year in which you're going to be able to get players at bargain prices. That is right up Bill's alley. Bill's going to look at
this. I get it, but it's not building anything sustainable.
Quickly.
And maybe he's just going to go for whatever to try to just get better.
It might not be sustainable. You're
it's not.
Have
I mean,
a
building a team through free
it.
Agency and trading away picks for a quarterback and then spending money on free agency, and then we're going to hear 3 years from now, we went all in. You know, we traded for Stafford, and it's just not sustainable.
I
it is like signing free agents for 2 or 3 year deals and punting on a draft and building a team the right way when you look at their drafts and say this is when they won and who they won it with. It's just not sustainable. So maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe he just wants to try to win in the next 2 or 3 years because he just want Brady to come in here next year and embarrass his ass.
See, that here's the question. Does Brady having such, quick success force Bill to accelerate his plan? Like, so whatever his plan was, and maybe he feels like he's got egg on his face. I don't know. I doubt it, but who knows? Who knows how he's really feeling? Does it force him to ultimately change his philosophy and accelerate whatever plan he had?
I think
the answer is yes.
I think the way he operated, it might be, but I think the way he operated in not spending anything this year, in bringing in a quarterback, as he told us, for $1 million, I think he operated so that he's going all in next year. Now, that means you've got to find a quarterback, and if you go all in and you go out there and you get, they're talking about Ndamukong Suh, who we saw out in the field yesterday, may only get $3 million in an open market next year, that all of these veteran players are going to be playing on one-year deals. If he does that, he's not throwing a rookie quarterback out there.
You see, the problem
he's not
with
doing it.
The problem with all these teams struggling with money, and like you said, the market, like someone like Sue is only making $3 million. So if some of these guys, the free agents market is so low and you're going to be making $3 million or $2 million or $4 million, whatever, it's really going to be about choice and where you want to play, right?
Well, it depends on where those teams are in the cap pecking order. So some of those teams have real problems with cap.
I get it, but my point is like the Patriots might be able to offer 3.5, and you can only get 2 from this team.
So if I can get 2.5 from Kansas City versus 3.5 from New England, you're right. I might go to Kansas City.
Exactly. Right? So that's, again.
It's going to be a problem.
It is, like, you know, we talk about the lore of coming to New England. It's not there anymore. It's not just about Bill. It used to be about Brady. So if the money is down, and we're talking about guys that have been making $11, $12, $13, $14 million a year, knowing their market's between 2 and 4, you're probably going to go to go to a better team and to have a shot of winning a Super Bowl.
So how did that make any sense this weekend when we're hearing that Deshaun Watson would love to go to the Jets? That's his number one team on his list.
Head coach.
How does that? Yeah, that's Sala. It. Because he wanted him down in Houston. And it's almost as if he's kind of pissed off that they didn't bring him in.
He's going for a coach.
He
wants to go. He likes the guy. He's heard great things about him. He wants to go to New York.
Well, you tell me.
And I also think it's a diversity thing, too. I think it's a diversity thing. I think one of his biggest issues was how the Houston Texans handled the social justice issues, the national anthem, kneeling, all that stuff. And it's not surprising that Jim Caldwell is getting more interviews with the Houston Texans by phone, via Zoom, but pushing the issue with Caldwell. If I am Deshaun Watson, though, listen, get the hell out of Houston. Just get out of Houston. Nothing's going to work out for you there. I mean, just burn the bridge when you leave. Like, get out.
I don't know why Miami would not present that same type of scenario for him.
Well, why do you think that he had singled out the Jets?
Because of Sala. I think that was it.
But why not? But earlier it was Miami. Now, again, none of this is coming from Deshaun Watson himself.
No, I know. I was just about to say
none of it's coming from him.
Right.
It's just agents who are talking to friends, who friends are talking to him, and they're all trying to, I guess, get the temperature of the room. Right? Miami may be, want nothing to do with them. Sala may want nothing to do with any of these guys. I got my quarterback. I'm not wasting my picks. I'm keeping Sam Darnold. I'm building a defense. That's what he's going to do.
He's already on record. He's not throwing Sam Darnold as a starter. He's already kind of backed off that. So he's kind of leaving the door open, I think, for Deshaun Watson to come in there. Here's Mike in Medford. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Long-time Patriots fan. Love Brady. Happy for him. I'm pulling for him to win the Super Bowl. Last week, heard an awful lot from Stephen A. Smith how smart he is about Aaron Rodgers being the boat. Well, I guess you really should call him the coat. That way there, he's the choke artist of all time.
Who's that? Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
He is. He is, yes. Though. I mean, so it's like now, that's why people are forced to kind of, now you have to admit it. So he loses a record fourth championship game. A record. The dude cannot win the big
game. He's 1-4. NFC title games. Very good teams every time he gets
there. But to me, that...
And his best team lost in the first round in 2011 to the
Giants. It's amazing, though. Yeah. He has so many of these people that are carrying his water that are basically saying it was everything but Aaron Rodgers, that Rodgers was near perfect in this game. What?
So Rodgers might well be the best.
Oh, yeah. This whole boat thing was so stupid last week. It's even dumber here
this
today.
This is to your point.
Still clinging on to it.
You haven't heard anything from Deshaun. That's why I'm not the Jets thing, whatever. This was Matt Miller, Bleacher Report. Spent today talking to a few sources on Deshaun Watson. No disrespect to other reporters, but I've been told the Jets are not his preferred destination should a trade take place, as no trade clause makes this very important. So I think they're one of them. You know, I think that story came out of the Miami Herald or something like that. I was reading it. So
Armando Salguero.
Yeah, out of the Miami Herald. And it's like, okay, what's the source? You know what I mean? So you haven't
probably
heard it from
somebody in the
Schefter, you haven't heard from Rappaport, whatever. But still, I still think Miami's got to be the number one option. And the Jets just happen to be another team that could probably pull it off.
Well, he probably looks at it, and those are the only two teams that have the money right now and have the assets to be able to deal with Houston. He's probably already been told by the Texans, if we're going to deal you, the only two places we can really go right now, I'm looking at all these other teams. None of these other teams have the assets that we're going to take on return. So which one do you want? Jets, Miami. We'll try to help you out here, but it's got to be one of those two teams. This hour of OMF brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. We'll give you an update on our picks for these playoff games and find out, do we lose an eyebrow? Do we lose a mustache? Or do we lose the entire lettuce? We'll give you the update coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, let's review our picks this week and find out what hair survives.
Can't wait.
And what hair is in jeopardy here.
Weekend.
So we start with the Bucks at the Packers. The Bucks were... Oh, I'm sorry. You have production. You didn't tell me that. It is time for us to actually reveal our picks for the two games coming up on Sunday afternoon. Green Bay favored by 3.5 playing at home in this game. Big part of what happened last week was Drew Brees. Big factor in that game was the fact that he coughed the ball over. Cook made a great, great catch. And what did he do? He dropped the football. Obviously, having all sorts of physical ailments. By the way, did you see his wife coming out and basically saying like he had 11 broken ribs? How many ribs do we have?
Yeah.
How was he able to show up at the game and even play in the freaking game?
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
The boat. I'm going with the boat.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I picked the Bucks anyways. I got the goat.
Based on what?
I really don't have any other reasons then. I feel really, really... I feel Teddy Bruschi-ish. I'm going with my heart.
Man, get out of here.
Lou?
So I'm going to go with the boat myself. Going Green Bay.
So he's the greatest.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to Super Bowl 55.
That said, it doesn't mean he's the best.
Tampa, Florida. The new home of the greatest to ever do it.
How about them Buccaneers?
Life comes at you fast in sports.
All right, Glenn, you're up again first, buddy.
The one thing that concerns me, and I said it earlier in the program with Lombardi, was Mahomes' toe. I'm not worried about the concussion or he got choked out and he had, you know, neck problem or whatever. That, to me, will be fine. And to me, the key against the Buffalo Bills is you must run the football. As worried as I am, I think that
Glenn, stop.
Mahomes is really good.
You know what? Screw your stupid mustache. Screw his head of lettuce.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
I got the Bills.
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 Bills Mafia.
Bills.
Bills.
Lou, how's it going?
Bills.
Can we stop? This is unbelievable.
Buffalo. Josh Allen. Diggs. I think they win this football game.
Third down. Mahomes takes a knee. And that is it. The Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. The road to repeat for Kansas City will run through Tampa.
Do you think we should be able to change the rules?
Yeah, that was like a Broadway play. So the brow survives at least for another 2 weeks. Christian was 1-1.
Yeah.
I was 1-1. Lou Merlone had a terrible weekend going 0-2.
Yeah.
And so am at 6-5-1 right now. I cannot lose. It's over. Lou Merlone and Christian Fourier will fight for the lettuce or the eyebrow. Which one survives?
It was funny, too, because my wife's like, she's like, who are you going to go with? She's like, you know, Brady Mahomes is going to go to the Super Bowl, right? And I was just like, it's just a given. It's like the energy's in the air. It's going to happen. So I came home. She's like, who'd you go with? I said, I took Rodgers in Buffalo. So, she's like, you don't like your hair? I'm like,
yeah. And I did finally admit to Kim that the eyebrow is on the line.
And what was her reaction?
Well, I mean, amongst other things. Amongst other things. She's like, I think she thought I had to shave them both off. She's like, why don't you shave them both off?
No, it's funny.
I was like, no, it's worse with, it's like she wants it to be all equal, you know, uniform. I was like, no, it's worse with one. But she said they grow back fast.
Really?
So I'm not worried about it. So it's really between Lou and I.
Yep.
You're at 4-7-1. The two of you are at 4-7-1, and so you'll battle it off 2 weeks from now with Super Bowl 55.
We're going to have – I feel like Glenn has to somehow get back into this.
No.
I feel like he has to somehow get back into this.
Again. No,
I feel like he has to get back into this.
Every week.
You know what? You're
losing and you're not willing to take a loss here.
I would like to figure out a way how I can sweeten the pot up so Glenn will jump back in.
My initial,
you sound like Aaron Rodgers right now. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers would like to change the rules from yesterday's NFC Championship.
Because we don't want to tie, and I don't want to shave my head because of some over-under. You know what I mean? Like a tiebreaker. So I just figured that we would just maybe flip a coin. Whoever gets to choose.
Ooh.
How about the coin toss at the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm just saying the coin toss is more of like, okay, boom. Heads, tails. If I win, I pick my team. He's got to take the other team.
Let's do it.
If I lose, he picks a team. I got to take the other team.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. But it's early. It's early. We got plenty of time to figure that one out.
No, we do. No, I'm interested in kind of dressing it up. I would like to dress it up.
Well, I'm all for dressing it up.
You know, but I also feel like there needs to, we should add some prop bets.
The whole bet thing?
Yeah, I feel like we're tied.
You're tied.
I feel like we should add some prop bets because the reality is like, okay, sure, we'll use the coin toss and you get to pick. That's an easy win. That's one win. But then don't you want to like add a couple more like, okay, who's going to score the first touchdown?
I
got to give you credit. You are just trying to find a way.
I'm tied with him. What do you mean? It's easy.
All I'm saying is like if I have Brady and lose or if I have Mahomes and lose the Super Bowl and I have to shave my head, that's one thing. But if I took like the over-under on Fournette catches.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
And you know what I mean? And I got to shave my head because of that?
Why? No. But so what?
No.
The only thing I would
discuss it further, but no.
I actually think we should take prop bets and flip coins for all of them.
No. You either do what Lou just suggested, the flip
That's
of the
too
coin,
simple,
or
Lou.
We
Come
do
on,
this one, Lou.
Listen,
you can pick whatever game you want.
You're out of this, Glenn. Okay,
you can pick whatever game you want. Yeah, I'm the champion.
You
so
never
would have
shaved your mustache anyway. So let's keep it real.
And you guys get to decide what the tiebreaker would be. Add a tiebreaker into it, Lou. As a
so I can shave my
score,
I can shave
closest score, something like that.
The prop bets could be a separate bet. Clean shaven, so you could get me clean shaven and no hair. My wife wouldn't even let me know.
So you can add to the punishment. You can't take it
away. Yeah, give me the other eyebrow.
Okay.
Christian's going to give up that other eyebrow.
Just the mustache. Clean shaven and just a mustache.
Listen.
That would look freaky.
Like I said, we got a couple weeks to figure it out.
You can't see what he's doing. He wants to take that other eyebrow out. He'll give that up because Kim is happier with two eyebrows.
I'm not sure.
Here's what else she said. First of all, you guys, you passed up. The whole ghost pepper thing, that's the real pain.
Oh, please.
You guys passed that one up.
Crazy.
Like, I actually, you guys fell into my trap.
You like peppers.
You guys go to a Mexican restaurant.
So weak mentally.
I
Jedi mind tricked you guys. An eyebrow.
So you were trying to get an eyebrow shaved?
I was trying to get an eyebrow. That's right.
That's with you with the data thing about it.
That's,
stop it.
That's what it is.
You got us.
Kim is right, Kim is right. If you take both of them out, you can say that you've got some type of disease or something, you know, and the hair.
Did you lie first? Yeah. You're like, Kim, I got bad news. I got to shave both eyebrows.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not that bad. I might only have to shave one.
Or I might have to shave
zero. You drop the
bomb,
and then you soften the blow.
I just feel like we need to spice it up a little bit. There's got to be a risk of you losing something else.
No, you want the peppers.
Nah, I'm done with the peppers. Okay. I'm done with the peppers. I don't feel like...
Maybe you should be nicer to Glenn. Maybe he can help you with these picks since he's the only one of you that seems to be good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really
he's
a
not
talent.
He's not shaving anything.
It's not really a talent that you should brag about.
Christian,
How did my guy Paulie do last week with his picks?
He had Mahomes and Green Bay. 1-1.
Same as us.
You went the opposite of him, right?
Yeah.
Same as us.
I'll buy you dinner if I'm wrong.
Still is a dinner.
No,
so
I
would have followed him, I would have won either way.
Yeah, I went 0-2.
Christian, according to Healthline.com, it takes 4 to 6 months for an eyebrow to go back. 4 to 6 months.
Oh, come on.
Just in time for the summer weather.
Oh, my God. No
nice
way.
Nice man with no eyebrows.
Are you serious?
Helpline.com.
Oh, stop it. I need a hair expert.
That's going to look so good.
I need a hair expert.
You can draw on an eyebrow, I'm pretty sure. Kim's got a pencil you can borrow.
4 to 6 months?
4 to 6 months.
To take off only one of them.
Get a tattoo.
It makes it even funnier, though.
Yeah.
It just...
And if you're older, it takes even longer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're pretty
can't
old
you put
now.
Something on your eyebrow to make your hair grow faster?
Why can't I use Rogaine on my
eyebrows?
I think
Luzon would get like a Post Malone kind
of
eyebrow.
Use one of those. Use
tattoo.
A fake eyebrow. Use a fake eyebrow.
The ones from like Halloween?
Oh, yeah, so when you show up for the show, yeah.
They're real big and puffy?
Real black.
You get a fake one,
a
real puffy one.
The
and then just sort of take a beard trimmer to it so it looks somewhat normal.
All right.
And then you're ready to go.
Listen, okay, Skibblehead. Okay, I know the last time you actually shaved a full you
so
know
reverse
what?
Mohawk, a, just right down the middle.
I would
shave
at
it,
least for
it
a day.
For
a
can I ask both of you how excited were you early on when Buffalo took that early lead?
I was
pretty good.
Well, because here's the thing:
good.
If Buffalo won that game, we would have been all tied.
Yes, that's correct.
All of us would have been tied going to the Super Bowl. Now that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Because that would have been, I don't know what the hell we would have done with three guys, but we would have figured it out.
Here's what it goes to show you, though. And maybe a part of it is the Bills just not being ready for that type of stage. But it is amazing when you look at that Kansas City Chiefs team. Look at the speed and the fact that they can score so quickly. Boom, just like that. And I don't know.
The Josh Allen conversation to me is interesting because 3 years now in the league and – okay, so maybe you cut him some slack.
He made some big plays yesterday.
Oh, my God.
The running plays were big plays.
But his – okay, great. He does that on his own. Play breaks down. He runs. He's fast.
Right.
So I don't. That's not like an asset to me unless like a real one. But when he holds on to the ball and he takes these 20-yard sacks, 15-yard sacks, I'm like, all you have to – why can't you just throw it away? Like, why do you think you can get away from everybody? Like, you're strong enough to break tackles of guys – who are in the NFL. To me, I don't know if that's something that he breaks. And when you look across the field and you see Patrick Mahomes, like he's going to be ruling the AFC, not Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson will not be ruling it. Maybe Deshaun Watson, maybe depending on what team he gets to. But other than that, it's Patrick Mahomes all day long for the next 10 years.
I hated what Buffalo did, though. I mean, anyway, Kansas City did a great job taking out Diggs. Well, yeah, we never throw it to him. And I know he ended up with catches late in that game, but
late.
I mean, with the first half, I think he had two catches
for
like 12 yards. And it was, I'm sorry, did Jalen Ramsey sign with the Kansas City Chiefs? Like, you couldn't find a way to get him more involved? You think you're going to just keep winning it with Beasley and Knox? No, you don't shut down that guy. They don't have anybody that can shut down that guy. They did a good job. But you're telling me you couldn't creatively figure something out another way to get him more involved in your offense?
How about that Buffalo defense against tight ends? You know, if New England had tight ends, they might have won both games against Buffalo this year.
They don't have Travis Kelce.
Right.
But that was the first time the Chiefs in a while looked like that, if you ask me. I know the first half quarter was whatever.
Well, they played a lot of close games.
But that second quarter like that, that was like, Jesus, you get reminded. But it's been like 7 or 8 weeks since that offense looked like that.
Yeah, but don't you think they fall asleep for a while? Kansas City, it's almost like they figure they can just flip the switch. And they can turn it on when they want to. And there are times that they go into that fog, which they went into early in that game. And obviously you had Hardman with the fumble, which was a, you know, just a killer play early on in the game. But most teams would be in serious trouble at that point. Like the Ravens, you talk about Lamar Jackson. They would have been in serious trouble, down 9-0. This Kansas City Chiefs team, it's nothing to them.
They got the whole, you know, Casey at the bat syndrome to me, but they never get struck out. Like, do they just, they're so good. They know they're so good. They can be down 10. Hell, last year they were down what? How many points to Baltimore? No, to Tennessee, and they came back and won. So they just understand how quickly and how fast that they can score points.
It's unbelievable.
Remarkable. But they will eventually, I don't know if Tampa has it, they will come across somebody who can score just as quickly or who can manipulate the clock. And then get a lead that they can't overcome.
Well, the team that they
played. That's what it has to be.
The team they played yesterday was the highest scoring team in the NFL for the final, 8 or 10 games of the season. They scored more points than Kansas City.
Well, bad decisions by their coach. Bad decisions by their coach.
And they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
All right, this hour is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. We get back to the phone calls. Tom Brady is headed to the Super Bowl once again. Are you pissed? Are you jealous? Are you upset at Bill? What's your move? We get to the phone calls next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Racing down the Mass Pike and sleeping on the sidewalk for playoff tickets to see Dana Kicker pitch game two. You know, but so you have the 65-year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
Hold on a second.
Don't worry about it.
Jesus.
Is that the other night, right?
First time ever heard him choked up without having, you know, one of his guys on the air.
I feel like that happens a lot. He talks with like his mouth full of water.
No, phlegm.
The great game of baseball has given me all kind.
No, it's phlegm.
Almost Joe died.
In the he's got Joe like Kelly's he's got like an over you know too much active phlegm gland, whatever the hell, whatever is secreting whatever in his throat, whatever that's called, that produces too much phlegm. He's got a really bad case of it.
See, he wasn't alone this week. We had a runner up here that Tyler and I were kind of determining. You know, what do we want to use here? This one might be as bad, if not worse. I want to get your opinion on it.
What are you guys talking about today, Dale?
We'll talk a little bit. Excuse me. I got all choked up about Sean Corrales' birthday.
Jeez. Those are both equally bad.
You know why? Because you have no idea when they're coming. And then once they come, you're pretty much kind of left to the, you know, it's just all about when it's going to leave, when it leaves.
You can hear the moment where it's coming up from Dale's throat.
Can you slow it down? What are you guys talking about today, Dale?
Can you slow it down?
We'll talk a little bit.
Right there.
Oh, wait. The thing is, okay.
That might be the worst. Right.
So here's what happens, though, Luke.
Talking hockey.
We'll talk a little bit.
Oh,
my God. Stop doing that.
Here's the thing, though. Okay,
you know, so you have the 65-year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
Glenn's is worse.
This makes me cough.
Okay, so here's what happens. So
Dale's worse, you mean.
Okay, so that comes up. I want to hear the sound where he actually and then he re-swallows it.
We'll talk a little bit. Excuse me. I got all choked up about Sean Corrales' birthday.
Because you're not spitting it out.
Hockey reference.
It gets up there, and then you have to. It's not like you have a spittoon anywhere near where you can just spit it out. Time and space. That's what he needs. Because when they get through that first line. Is that just. Well, I'm like the bronze. I got bronze on that one.
Third place. We tweeted that. Excuse me, right away. Right.
Whoa!
And I'm open over here.
Swallowed like so bad for just totally different
reasons. That is bronze. I'm like, I didn't place. I am in last place. It goes Glenn easily. Glenn gurgling like it's like he's gargling.
What are you talking about?
So Dale's our gold medalist.
We'll talk a little bit. Excuse me, I got all choked up about Sean Corrales' birthday.
Oh, it's so nasty.
I would say get used to a lot more of it for Brad. Oh. He's going to be choked up because aren't they giving him like 3 hours every Saturday to talk baseball now?
You know, you have the 65-year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
Hold on.
Doing 3 hours of baseball on Saturday night.
The baseball show to be named later.
Yeah. Oh, my man. God. Ready that's for it. Great.
I love it. Excellent column today for WI.com.
WI. Okay, whatever. We'll talk some football here again, if you don't mind. Let's go to Jay in Connecticut. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys, listen. I'm going to preface what I say. I'm not a diehard Patriots fan, but I love football.
Okay.
And other than the 85 Super Bowl, which almost made me have PTSD, I've always enjoyed watching the Patriots play. So you got a guy who wins over 250 games. You got a coach with over 300 wins. And you got people deciding that they're going to decide who the greatest and this and that. And is it Brady or is it Belichick? Well, I got to tell you, inexplicably, I don't know why people hate these two guys. Because winning is a skill. You know, I don't want to hear about Dan Marino, okay? He won games. He was good. But Tom Brady didn't have the 76 Steelers or the 84 49ers. I mean, I couldn't imagine if Brady was a quarterback of the team Montana had. I don't understand their hatred.
What hatred are you talking about? Where people are picking sides?
They're attacking Brady. They're so against him. Everybody on the media. It's crazy.
That's jealousy.
Should be lauding this guy. He's like Hank Aaron, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but
they're all loving Hank Aaron. Why not about Tom Brady?
Okay, what they're sick and tired of right now is Brady is still part of the scene. They don't want him to be part of the scene. He's been here far too long. I mean, this is normal. This is what people do.
By the way, if Hank Aaron was still playing, they'd be ripping him.
Yeah, they would be.
He's not the best.
Yeah.
He ain't the best right now. Right. You know, I mean, so it's just, it's the way it is. The argument of Belichick and Brady, they both did it together. I get it. Equal. Now it's like, okay, they stopped. All right. And he didn't think Tom Brady could play anymore.
Yep.
He was wrong.
Right.
Looks like he can play. He just needed to put better talent. Like, you just ran your roster into the ground to where, you know, you didn't give you much salary cap to go out and improve your club. You missed on all your draft picks. And you try to run Brady out there, and he looked really bad because of the team he put around him. So Brady left. And he's going to prove you wrong because he's going to play for another 2 or 3 years. Now, again, Bill, for right now, though, it's Brady's winning right now.
Yeah, but
if Bill builds another great team in 2 or 3 years and it goes back to a Super Bowl, then we can have a discussion then. But right now, exactly. Brady's winning.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody expected that Brady was going to get the first shot at it because he was going to a good team.
Yeah, he's making the most of it.
Yeah, and, you know, where else could he have gone? Well, he could have gone to, heard Boomer Esiason saying this this morning on the Greg Hill Show. He could have gone, let's say, to Indianapolis, and we probably would have been talking about Indianapolis being in the Super Bowl right now, right? Or certainly in that championship game against Kansas City. He went to a good team, so he's going to get the first opportunity. Belichick's opportunity is going to come down the road. I don't think anybody expected Bill Belichick is going to be deep into the playoffs this year. If you did, you have no idea what you're talking about. Here's JP in North Providence. JP.
OMF, Christian Lou, I think I got a solution for your prop bet before I make my Brady point.
Good.
Why not go the 40-year-old virgin? Never mind eyebrows. Let's go full body wax.
Oh,
you know? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
See, that's not really a problem. I'm not a real hairy man, but I know Lou is.
Oh. No. We'll go with the with the eyebrows. Get just the drive the wife nuts.
That's actually a good idea, though. I want that full, that's right, 40-year-old version.
Listen,
I don't really appreciate the wax on the chest.
I don't appreciate people calling in telling me what I should shave on my body or what I should do. It's I'm shaving my head. We're good.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah.
You guys, we've already set the parameters.
You can't
change, you know, the
sure
the
we
prize
can. You said it.
End.
Hey, you said it at the very beginning of the show. I can change my mind. Well, me too.
You can't change competition. This doesn't work. You're changing it because you don't like the outcome.
No, I'm changing it because I want to make it more interesting. I want it to be more uncomfortable. I want it to be scary.
No, you don't want to be more comfortable.
You want to get waterboarded?
You want to be more comfortable, not uncomfortable.
Let's do it, honey.
Okay. Tim is in Salem. Hello, Tim.
How you doing, guys? I was wondering if you could clarify for me whether Brady was ever offered a comparable offer to what he's getting in Tampa Bay now.
We don't believe he was. No.
Nope. I mean, there's reports out there that
people are telling me so.
Yeah, well, there's reports. Jeff Howe keeps mentioning it.
Jeff Howe of The Athletic.
That there was a 2-year, $50-plus million deal this offseason, and Bill was waiting for him a counteroffer, and he never did, and make it sound like, you know, that Tom ran out on Bill. But I refuse to believe that there was a 2-year, $50 million deal,
that they
were going to carry a $30 million cap pick because you had to add $6.5 million to whatever the cap number was, and they were going to give Tom Brady a $30 million cap hit this year. When Bill even said himself, we only had $1 million to sign Cam. Where the hell was that money going to come from?
Here's the other part that makes no sense. They were unwilling, apparently, according to Tom Curran, to do that 2 years ago. Why would they do it after last season when he started to show some strain in the second half of the season? He wasn't as good in the second half of the season. Why would they suddenly, based on last year, suddenly say, okay, now we'll give you the 2 years and 50 million?
I don't buy it.
How about Cam Newton next year?
No.
How about bringing Cam back?
No, no, and no, Tim.
Why?
Tim, there are so many.
What did you watch?
In a lot of different ways.
Oh, my God.
Why would you want him? Give me the case why you'd want him. Give us the case why you'd want him.
He had COVID and he won 7 games. Half the defense quit at the beginning of the season, and he won 7 games.
Nobody quit.
Okay.
Who quit?
Well, a lot of guys quit for the season. Family guys on the defense? No.
Chairman. Oh, you're talking about, you know, the opted out, the opt-outs. I thought you meant, like, quit during the season. Like,
so you want him back. You want him back. You watched him play football this year and said, yep, another year, I think he'd be a lot better.
I think it's amazing that we got 7 wins, and I just think he would just get better.
You know why it's amazing you got 7 wins?
You got coaching.
The reason why it's amazing you got 7 wins is because Cam Newton sucked so bad, it's amazing you got 7 wins.
Well, he didn't have a great season. It's true. It's true. But I'm just saying it could get better, and the price is right.
Yeah, I'm not buying a COVID. Are you buying COVID was the difference for the season?
God, why would you want him back?
You know, here's the thing.
Great guy. I'll pull for him wherever he ends up. But
there's other options now. Like, here's the thing.
There's so many options.
It's like, you just went to a new school. Nobody knows anything about you right now. You walk in, and then everyone looks attractive. Everyone thinks you're attractive now. That's the goal. Like, you're not going back to your old girlfriend. You get a new girlfriend. Like, stop. Uh-uh. That was a bridge date.
Well, you mentioned, man, there's so many quarterbacks. Like
so many options.
So, I mean, just Stafford, you know, Deshaun Watson, these guys get moved. Maybe Aaron Rodgers. Now, maybe one of those guys end up going to San Fran, which makes Garoppolo available. There are so many quarterbacks, not just like those types of players, that are available. It's ridiculous.
There's
so many options. Why would you want this guy back?
I'm amazed that there's another person other than Wiggy that actually wants Cam Newton back.
I'm so over that experiment.
COVID as an excuse?
That was such a seat warmer. And God bless him for trying.
Yeah. Dino's in Jersey. Dino.
Hey, you got to ban that last call. But you remember Cam Newton threw for 350 yards 9 games ago. You remember that, right?
Yeah, that was good.
I'd rather have a Pop Warner. Well, that was Belichick's response. Remember when he said, you remember he threw for 350 yards against Houston. I mean, listen, I'd rather have a Pop Warner quarterback. Anyway, Lou, I think I owe you dinner.
Oh, why?
You don't remember our bet? I said 11-5.
For who? For Tampa.
Help me out.
No, 11-5. The Patriots.
Lou makes a lot of bets.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
all right. Anyway.
He wants you to shave your head and take his.
Yeah. Who cares?
Anyway.
All right, so let's go, Dino. What's up?
All right. So you said the picks weren't on Brady. I can make a case he should have thrown 6 yesterday. How about the safety who had as good a chance of catching the ball with his feet right before the Miller touchdown? Did you ever see anything as ugly as that?
That was bad.
I mean, he totally missed the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and then you talk about guys mistiming their jump. That guy King was so bad, right?
Terrible.
The first touchdown to Evans, he mistimed his jump. He came down as the ball was going up. And then the safety on the play to Fort Godwin, I mean, he totally misplayed that as well.
Yeah, it's Kevin King, right? That's his name, Kevin King, right? He's a free agent, I think, in this
offseason.
Yeah,
he's free, all right.
That probably was not a good way to go into free agency. Danny's in Quincy. Here we go. Danny!
Uh-oh.
I'm just asking Lou if he's disappointed that Tom Brady now is going to the Super Bowl, because you said a wild card win is enough. That's what you told me two weeks ago you told me that. Then last week you told me, I said Aaron Rodgers was a choke artist. And you said, well, he was an MVP, Dan. Danny, he was an MVP, right?
Danny, why would I be disappointed? Like I told you, every single win is just gravy. You're the one that said it's the easiest path to a Super Bowl that Tom Brady has ever had. You're the one. I mean, that's just. So you don't give him any credit for beating Aaron Rodgers, the MVP. You don't give him any credit for that game. Easiest path. Does Mahomes suck, too? I want you on the record. Does Mahomes suck if and when he beats Pat Mahomes?
No, he doesn't.
No, because you're a revisionist history guy.
I'll answer your question. Before I get to that, nobody's bringing up the fact that the defensive back for the Green Bay, before Brady threw the touchdown pass
before the end of the first half,
he dropped a pick.
Last call just
did. He got clear interception right through his hands.
Yep, I haven't heard
one person bring that one
Danny,
up.
Danny, the last caller, 15 seconds before
right,
you called,
did. I missed it. I apologize. I apologize. He dropped the pick. But anyways, I think the Green Bay coach LaFleur, I think he thought it was they were only behind by 7 because that is unbelievable that he kicked the field goal. But let's get back to Mahomes.
Okay.
Now you put me in an unenviable situation to root for a team to win 2 in a row, which is the Patriots were the last team to do it in this decade, right?
I'm not putting you in that position. You put yourself in it.
I'm sorry?
You put yourself in it. I'm not putting you in anything, but you think Mahomes sucks because this is the easy path for Brady.
The teams did.
Easy path.
Because two in a row, they're going to make it sound like it's 10. They're going to be the new dynasty, so now I either have to root for that or I have to root for... Listen, what do you want?
So what are you going to root? What are you going to do, Danny?
I'm not doing it. You put yourself in this pretzel.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
Not me.
It's not in me to root for individual players on a team. I'm a Patriots fan. Brady's the enemy. I know it sounds juvenile, but we're all juveniles in this case, right? I can't root for the guy, so I'm going to have to root for Mahomes and Kansas City.
If Brady wins, will you give him any credit for this one?
It's not that I don't give him credit. I can't root for the guy. I'm sorry.
No, but Danny, hold on. Danny, real quick.
Number one for saying it, but I'm holding my ground.
Danny, there's a big difference between... There's a big difference between not rooting for the guy and not giving him any credit. Like, they should be walking through the postseason. Like, you said it's the easiest path he's ever had. If they beat Kansas City and Pat Mahomes, is that still an easy path?
That I stick to. It is the easiest path. No road games. They're all neutral sites, number one. All neutral sites. He played the Washington.
You know what you're doing, Danny? I hate to say it. I'm disappointed. Here's what you're doing. We got more time. Yeah, you're not. You're taking. Take your emotion out of it. We get it. You're not rooting for the guy. That's fair.
No, but Danny is. And listen, Brady's done this to many, many people. Like he's just twisting himself into a pretzel because he doesn't want to see Brady win again.
Brady's a puss face.
So he's making up these things that this path is the easiest path ever. So when he does accomplish greatness again, he can downplay it.
Crazy.
Because he doesn't know how to react. I don't know if he's ever sat there and just given this guy any kind of credit.
Well, no.
But it's like I'm just trying to get him on the record before the game at some point in the next 2 weeks. Will you give him credit if he beats Pat Mahomes? Is his path still easy? And I don't know if he's able to do it or not.
Can't you emotionally separate what you're rooting for and sit there and say, okay, but I recognize that the run that he's had to go on, okay, Washington was not a big deal, but then you go through Drew Brees, you go through Aaron Rodgers, and now you go through Patrick Mahomes. I don't know how anybody can't look at that and say, that is a bitch of a run. If he beats Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, it'll be an unbelievable run. Unbelievable to go through that many quarterbacks, and we know the impact that quarterbacks have on Super Bowls. All right, we get back to your reaction. People are all over the place today. Is it jealousy? Are we pissed because it's not the Patriots? It is Tom Brady. It seems like it's Super Bowl around here in New England. We get to more of your calls coming up in the final hour at 617-779-7937.